Okay, welcome to the Talking Over Caitlin podcast, TOK. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Justice. We're going to be talking. Most times going to be me, hopefully over Caitlin.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to get better at that.
We're getting better.
It's a learning process.
It's a learning process, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
About learning and processes.
Yeah, about processes.
Processes
of the mind. How you think about things.
How do you think about things?
So do you think?
Most of the time.
Before you speak or after? Or do you think after? Do you think about what you say affects people?
Yeah, okay. I'm not a serial killer.
I
have empathy. I understand that my actions have words and that that my actions have consequences and that my consequences coincide with words. But most of the time, I don't think before I speak. When people always say, think before you speak, I don't understand.
You're like, T-H-I-N-K. Nope.
I don't understand how people do that. I've never, there's some things where I'll say it, and then right before I say it, I'm like, wait, I probably shouldn't say that.
But you're already, past that thought.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I think too slow to catch up with my words. But sometimes I'll catch myself.
Mouth movement out of mouth.
Catch myself sometimes, but rarely. Why? Unless I'm saying something either super stupid or offensive and I just don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Why censor myself?
I feel like as a person who knows you, I can tell when you don't realize that you're being offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's easy to... You can't see it on your face because you're just like, nah.
If I was, purposely being offensive, I would feel some type of way. Be like, I know this hurts people. My bad. But most of the time, I do say something stupid that hurts people, as soon as it's rung up, I'll be like, oh, dang. My bad, G.
Did you get punished a lot as a kid? Did you guys have, a naughty corner kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. I was there all the time. They had a red card, yellow card, green.
Oh, during school.
Yeah.
My sister talks about that, but I guess the kids in my class were really good. I don't remember anything
that. The gifted class kids, those kids were always really good. So I was the only one there.
You were the only gifted kid.
I wish. No, I was probably the stupidest out of all the gifted kids. I always had something you talk too much, Justice. I don't even do anything. It's just, I got suspended a few times for talking too much.
Really?
Gotten kicked
out. Talking smack or just talking when you're not supposed to?
Just talking when I'm not supposed to.
I mean,
I still do that to this day. I've gotten better. But, the name of the podcast, Talking Over Caitlin, obviously I don't know when to not talk.
Yeah.
But I got suspended a few times for talking.
What grade? Actual suspension?
Seventh. Great, I got suspended for talking.
That's low-key recent.
Sent to the office for talking so many times. Kicked out of class.
Doesn't that stuff go on your record, though? Wouldn't they have seen that?
Seen what? I got suspended.
It's not even ISS. That's
OSS.
Isn't that OSS?
That's OSS.
Isn't that a bad?
it's not too horrible. Suspension's bad, but I haven't got suspended since eighth grade, which once again, And then most people I talk to, they're like, I've never been suspended a day in my life. And I was how?
We're all ruley people. I don't know.
Maybe that's just a y'all thing.
They're coming.
So we're recording this in Caitlin's car. We were going to record this weekend, but it got real rainy in our little...
And now it's only a little rainy.
And now it's only a little rainy, so we're recording this in her car in our school parking lot.
And the band is coming for us.
They're playing our theme song. So if you kind of hear drums in the background.
It sounds like Jump. That song. You know the Just Dance song with all the bouncing and stuff?
Mm-hmm. It's by Justice.
What?
It's by J-U-S-T-I-C-E. J.U.S-T.
It's always about you.
No, I remember that used to be my favorite song. Because Dad.
Oh, really?
Dad, it's by me. I made this.
Oh my gosh, one time. I had a dream about a Shel Silverstein poem. And uh-huh. I thought that I had created it. So I'm going to say deadass, but I deadass plagiarized this poem. And I turned that into my teacher because I thought I wrote it. Because it was about school supplies and stuff. And I was like, my brain said this.
Shel Silverstein scares me.
Why?
Have you seen his picture?
No, I guess
not. On the back of all his poetry books, the picture is Shel Silverstein. Shel Silverstein.
Seashells by the seashore.
Seashells by the seashore.
There's the book where the sidewalk ends. So every time, in my neighborhood, there's a lot of new developments and stuff. So the sidewalk ends everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cute.
I don't know. He just is a scary figure, you know?
As a picture? I feel like that's not fair.
Okay.
I feel like if I saw a picture of you, I would run away screaming. But that's not really fair.
I think I'm a pretty, like, personable guy. Silverstein, he's, like, kind of bald-headed. Weird
Did
smile.
You say ball?
Bald-headed.
Bald-e?
Bald-headed.
Oh, okay.
Bald-headed.
I don't think he's bald. Is he?
He's balding.
Okay, I'm going to look up a picture while Justice talks. Look,
in the pictures in which he's on the back of the book, he's balding. He's probably dead by now. I'm sure of it.
Probably.
It's scary, though.
He died in 1999, so I stole a dead man's poem. That's a little rough.
Is that? That's illegal. You've committed a federal...
That was in, like, fourth grade, though. Mrs. I wasn't even here. You
Mrs.
guys
wouldn't I know. Follow all the rules. You've committed a federal crime.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Well, I didn't mean to shoot the person, but they're dead, and I'm getting tried for murder.
Okay, like, but that's a little bit different. Like, I had a pencil in my hand.
And I had a gun.
Those are different.
Bro, how? The pen is mightier
what do you
than
mean,
the
bro,
sword.
Bro, how?
The pen is mightier than the sword.
But not the gun.
Okay, the gun is the sword and the pen is the pencil.
No.
Have you ever seen a sword gun?
No.
A bayonet.
What?
A bayonet.
Why do I not know what a bayonet is?
It's the little knife that you put on the edge of the gun, on the end of the gun.
Shooty?
No, it's not like a crossbow. It's a knife that you could stick on the end of the gun, so if you run out of bullets, you can like use
oh
it like
gosh.
A spear. Use the gun as a spear.
That's scary. Why do you know that?
That's basic World War II or Civil War II. Okay.
Ew. It's $26 plus $5.50 shipping. I think that we should get it.
I mean, you could probably just make a bayonet.
Oh, look, they have baby ones.
Baby bayonets?
Baby bayonets.
Yeah, you could probably
Bayonet.
Bayonet.
Yeah.
That's your first merch.
Bayonets. I don't know.
Keychains of bayonets. But not sharp bayonets. You can sharpen
no,
it.
No, just little,
sharpen
like,
it yourself.
Like cute ones.
Yeah.
We can put a little marshmallow on the end, and that can represent me. And Justice is the giant knife.
Yes.
But it's not weird.
There'll be a T-O on the knife.
Oh,
there'll be a K.
The K on the marshmallow.
Whoa.
Wow.
No, bayonets are dope. You can probably make one yourself. Like, if you have a gun at home. I'm not advising this. But
no.
If you do have a gun at home, grab a knife, tape it to the end, and then run out of bullets and go stabby.
No, I don't think we could ever have a gun in the house. Like, I know some people that's like, do you have a gun in your house?
Mm-mm. My dad's considering it, though.
My dad's, like, severely against it. It scares him.
The first thing I'm doing when I turn 18 is buying a gun.
Really?
Yes, guns are dope. Like, I'm all for gun reform, right?
Well...
Like, stupid people shouldn't have a gun. So...
Like, shooting range. I like to shoot guns at the shooting range.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
But it's different to have one as defense.
Well,
I have little toy swords in my room, and that's my defense. I have knives in my closet, but I don't use those as defense. That's...
Like, if it comes down to it, I feel like I probably wouldn't be able to shoot a gun. Like, somebody's in my house, somebody's downstairs, probably
well,
wouldn't be able
easy.
To shoot a gun. What do you mean?
Shooting a gun is easy.
Yeah. But I don't feel like I would have the balls to do it. But let's say I have children in the house, and I have a wife in the house.
Aww, Justice having a family? Aww.
Let's say it comes down to that. It's my family versus some random dude. Almost every state has stand your ground laws or castle laws where if somebody's in your property uninvited, you're allowed to shoot them. And even if I'm allowed to do it, I probably still wouldn't. Like,
yeah, with your morals.
The way that you load a shotgun is you get a bird shot, right? Bird shot's the one that like pellets, a bunch of pellets. So you load it bird shot, buckshot. And the rest are buckshot.
But you wouldn't have a shotgun as your defense. You would want a pistol, right?
I'd probably get a shotgun.
Just a little...
Shotguns are dope.
Yeah, but if you walk out and you got this giant gun in your hand...
It's gonna scare people.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to shoot them. They're like, all right, my gun's smaller than yours. Let's just call it a truce.
No, okay, so the buckshot won't kill you, right? Like, in the early 2000s, the vice president got shot.
That's controversial. We are cutting that out.
In the mid-2000s, the vice president got shot.
Hello, Justice in the Future here. Slight correction. The Vice President, Dick Cheney, at the time did not get shot. Dick Cheney shot his hunting partner, a 78-year-old senator. My bad.
By his hunting partner. But he lived. Okay. He lived just fine because he got shot by buckshot. Just a bunch of tiny little bullets. And was birdshot. You got shot by birdshot. So when you shoot it, you can shoot birds a lot easier and the bird will go down.
Like a bigger animal wouldn't.
Mm-mm, no. It's peppering them. So what you do is you get a birdshot, shoot it at them. They get hurt, but they don't die. Because once again, it's a warning shot.
Okay.
And then you get a buckshot, just in case. And then it's another birdshot. Be like, okay, it's last time. And then the rest from there is buckshot. Because if you have to shoot three bullets at that point...
You should, yeah.
It's us versus them at that point.
Also, a completely different thing. But, so, like, theoretically, I know you know a lot of houses and, like, buying houses and stuff. Would you buy a house in a, quote-unquote, like, bad neighborhood? What do you think about that?
Oh, it's, like, going into a bad neighborhood, getting, like, a new development? Probably. Like,
would you say that you live in a bad neighborhood?
Not bad. Definitely wouldn't leave stuff outside. Okay, when I go to take out the trash, I sprint. Because I'm horrified.
Oh, no.
I feel like that's just me.
A personal thing,
but yeah. But my dad's house is a lot nicer, and I casually walk. So, I guess...
Okay. But it's, like, all in your head. Like, you wouldn't actually think that somebody's gonna, like, do something.
Oh, no. Somebody definitely would.
Oh.
I'm sure of it.
All right.
I just feel safe because I know everybody. Yeah. It's a small, tight-knit community. They'll probably do something to an outsider.
Me.
Yeah.
That's why they won't wave to me. Oh, also, everyone in Justice's neighborhood... When I go over, like, to pick him up sometimes.
No, that's the but, good like, neighborhood. That's the good neighborhood.
They don't wave. I don't know. That's the thing about things. If somebody waves to you, it doesn't really matter who you are. You should wave back to them because I just think that's a nice thing to do. And end of story.
I mean, maybe. If somebody's, like, kind of, like, scary looking.
I don't think I look scary.
Oh, okay. Think about it. It's just a random lady in her car waving at you and, like, you're a little six-year-old dude.
Well, we already made eye contact.
Yeah, and
honestly, if we make eye contact, we're probably friends in my brain.
Okay, so if you make eye contact with some, like, creepy old dude, he waves to you, you're not going to wave back. You're going to be, dear God.
Yes, you wave back exit? And then you move on.
Where's the closest
exit? Yeah, but it's not like I was going to get out of my car and say something. I was just doing a quick little...
They're 6 years old. Do you really think they can think that far ahead? They barely understand the...
Okay, kids are smart.
They barely understand the idea of object permanence.
What?
When you look away from an object, it doesn't disappear. It stays.
Okay. That's 6-year-olds? No. Have you been with a lot of kids recently?
I try to avoid them.
I babysit a lot. Also, previously mentioned on the last episode, when I was volunteering at the Autumn Fest, there was this real smart kid named Isabella. And I was doing the arts and crafts or whatever and showing her how to make everything. And she came over to me and she was asking for help, you know. And then she started talking about the legend of Bloody Mary and about the queens of England and just went off about all these details. And I looked confused because I don't know what she's talking about. She was like, did you not learn this? How old are you? And I was like, what? So then I brought her over to Sarah. And so she was talking to Sarah, but Sarah just didn't say anything.
That's pretty on character for her.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think kids are really smart.
Some kids are really smart in specific things, but
she can draw. She's smart in all areas.
Just because you can draw doesn't mean you're smart.
No, but she went to... Okay, so she was Spanish. So she also spoke Spanish, and she was... I don't know why you think that's not incredible. She was so smart.
Learning multiple languages as a kid isn't that impressive.
Justice.
Your mind's more elastic at that point.
Maybe... Do you just not like kids?
No, okay.
Like, do you just hate people in general?
So, this YouTuber named Smarter Every Day, right? He... gave himself a challenge. I'm gonna learn how to ride this bike backwards. So when you turn left, the wheel goes right. And when you turn right, the wheel goes left, right? So you think that would be really easy. But the thing is, when we're so used to how normal bikes work, that biking's such a complex thing that we don't even know that our brain subconsciously does, because it's all about gyroscopics and it's a whole thing. So over the course of 8 months, he taught himself how to ride his backwards bike, and by the end of the 8 months, he was able to do it fairly well. Then he gave it to his son. His son's about six. Son knows how to ride a bike. Within 6 days, the kid could easily ride the little backwards bike. It's because kids are so much easier at picking up concepts. That's why if you're going to teach a child a foreign language, it's best to teach them at a young age. Like, if my mom taught me Spanish when I was 6, I'd be flying through everything right now.
I feel like that doesn't make anything less impressive.
Or when a family...
Because there are kids who are normal and don't do stuff like that. There are kids who have trouble, like, regular kids that just don't remember stuff.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
There's some kids that are just... inherently super smart.
No, there's a lot of kids that normal average.
Oh, yeah, like, most kids are normal, but...
But you're not impressed by the impressive kids.
Okay, she's definitely not, like...
That's impressive.
Knowing multiple languages is impressive. Being good at drawing is, and all that extra information that she knows. That's definitely... She knows her stuff. But knowing foreign language definitely isn't. That's just the elasticity of a child's mind. Like, if a family were to uproot from America and move to England, the first person to pick up an English accent would be the small child, the second person would be the teenager, the third person would be the parents, if ever, because it's just
that. Yeah, but I think that's more of just resisting culture.
No, it's just, exactly, their minds are more elastic.
Because they want to be.
No, I want to learn Spanish, yet I can't.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you say horrible.
Horrible.
You know that the H isn't pronounced. You know that the H is never pronounced, but you still say it like that.
Because I joke around, but when I actually speak Spanish, I'm trying my hardest. Yet, it's such a hard concept to grasp. And all these adults that always try to learn languages, some can pick it up just like that because that's their natural talent. But others, no matter how hard they try, it still never gets to them. Or immigrants who try to learn English, no matter how hard they try, they can live here for 40 plus years and they'll still always not be perfect. Which is fine. That's just the nature of the human mind. But if a child were moved here at 5, by the time he turns 10, he'll be bilingual.
Yeah, but they don't really have anything. Older people have roots. They don't want to lose that. But a kid doesn't have that kind of, like, identity yet, so they're developing it as they go. I think if an adult wanted to cut ties with their past, if you're 40 years old and you just cut off everything and everyone from your life up to that point, I think you could clear your mind, start fresh, and you could pick up things like a kid.
I don't know about that one.
That's what I think. There's no facts for that, by the way.
No facts. We'll come back next episode.
Yeah, I'll learn about it.
We'll do some independent research. I'll talk to the psychology teacher. Find out what's up there. Because I feel like it's just not that easy.
Well, not that. That's not easy.
Well, yeah, cutting off
40 years of your life, that's not easy.
Oh, definitely not. But, like, I feel like no matter how hard you try, unless you have amnesia or whatever.
Yeah, but that's nihilistic. You know what that means?
Nope. Didn't heard. I do not know what nihilistic means.
Basically, nihilism is just the belief that you're meaningless, basically. Like, so optimistic nihilism, which is one of the religions I focused on for my religions journal for my summer assignment. Basically, it's optimistic nihilism is so, like, you should be happy because it doesn't matter what you do. But nihilism itself is, like, it doesn't matter what you do, so it doesn't matter who you are or what you do.
But, like,
you can do whatever you want.
Nothing.
In the end, nothing matters. You are nothing.
Oh.
So, like, anything you do is going to be meaningless. Like, you don't have to do it.
So how is what I said nihilistic?
Because you're like you might as well not. Like, there's no purpose for you to do that because you're never going to be able to do it.
Well, I mean, a person at 40 could try to cut off all roots, and they definitely could. But it would mean something if they were able to do it. But my personal opinion is that they couldn't. Once again, no facts to back that up.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But
we'll put it in the description.
I don't know. I personally think justice is nihilistic. Maybe you can do more research on that word and figure that out. You should, also, homework, you should take the personality test, Myers-Briggs, or something like that.
Those things are useless. It's been
proven.
See, that's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It's been proven, though. There's been scientific
research. What's your astrological sign?
Cancer.
Okay. That was a quiz. I didn't know if you were going to know.
I know, like, what month I was
born.
Yeah,
but you literally don't care. Like, I can see it. You can't see Justice's face right now, but he is just doesn't know why I asked that. He looks...
Like, I understand why people are like, I do astrology, but it doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's not backed by science, so why even do it? It's stupid.
It's stupid. That's nihilistic. That's people's life's work. And Justice is like, that's dumb. You guys are stupid. Sorry, no offense. But, like, take offense. But, like, it doesn't matter if you do, because everything's meaningless anyway.
No, okay, everything in the end is meaningless. Definitely.
But tell me you didn't just say you're not nihilistic.
Okay, maybe I'm a bit nihilistic, but I feel like the month in which you're born in doesn't define your personality.
Well, it's not month, it's
the
alignment of the stars.
The alignment of the stars.
And the planets. So I was talking to Asha, and apparently people say a lot that when Mars is off its...
Retrograde,
yeah.
I've always heard that. I'm like, sorry, Jupiter's in retrograde right now, so I'm gonna be really mean today.
Is it Jupiter or is it Mars?
It's Mars.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're just being funny.
I was just joking, because I don't...
Because you don't believe in it.
I don't believe it. I've tried to understand...
Because you think it's stupid, because you're nihilistic.
No, it just is stupid. I want to believe in fortune cookies. But I'm not going to be like, oh man, today's my lucky day. It said that I will find my true happiness within all things.
Because if you're not looking for it, you're not going to find it. I think prophecies, fortune cookies, things like that, like that's just to guide your mind. But you can ignore it or you can like, take it.
But do you understand how fortune cookies are made? It's completely random. Some dude sits.
Yeah, but do you believe in fate?
Somewhat. But fortune cookie wouldn't decide my fate.
If I hadn't moved here, we would never be having this conversation. You wouldn't know me.
I think about that all the time. There's so many tiny decisions within the world that lead up to one specific moment.
Yeah.
200,000 years plus of evolution and civilization has led to this exact conversation.
Yeah.
Which I find insane. And if one tiny thing threw all 200,000 of those years, everything would be different. And that is what I find insane. But fate? No, it's... complete random chance, and that completely random that we're all here. I just find that really dope, though. I won a race. You won a race over a billion sperm.
Oh, you're talking about on the biological level. I was like, what race did I win? Because I don't remember running.
On the chances that exist are insane.
Yeah.
That your mother's egg, but your egg in your mother was ready to go, and that your sperm was ready to go.
It wasn't my sperm.
Like, you, you specifically.
Yeah.
Or I've always wondered, like...
That unique set of genetics that you got.
Mm-hmm, that's you. Or I've always wondered, so, not the soul, because I'm not really all that religious.
Yeah.
But is the personality held somewhere?
Yeah.
If my sperm won, but it was a different egg, would I be the same person? Or...
Right.
If my egg was ready, but it was a different sperm, would I be the same person?
Like, the nature versus nurture issue.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, would I still be conscious? Like, even if my sperm or my egg didn't win, was my consciousness always there?
Right.
It's weird.
Do you think it's nature or do you think it's nurture? Do you think that the environment that you grew up in changed?
Oh, it's just definitely the nature.
Okay.
If you get your dog cloned or whatever, like, in China, that's legal.
Really?
Yeah, you can spend, like...
Cloning your dog?
Mm-hmm. You can spend a bunch of money, send hair samples or like whatever DNA they need, and they'll clone it for you.
How'd you come across that?
Cloning.
Cloning's
dope. The first sheep was cloned in the 90s. That was the first ever animal cloned.
Why would you clone a sheep?
Because they're easier to clone. Cloning's a thing, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so you implant the egg into the animal and then it gives birth to the animal. Mm-hmm. So you can clone your animal, but if I were to clone my dog Tyson, I wouldn't get...
Chicken nugget.
I wouldn't get Tyson back. I would get an animal that has the exact DNA as Tyson, but he won't act the same because of the environment which he grew up in. Because my dog,
But then you believe it's nurture. You said you believe it's nature. I thought you meant that you believe that the genetics choose the thing.
No, it's the environment that you grew up in.
That's nurture.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't really
know. That's why I was confused. That's why I was listening to what you were saying. Not that I wouldn't, but I was trying to see your argument.
My dog lived 10 years with another family, and then the mom couldn't take care of it anymore. The girl was going to college, and my dad just so happened, for whatever reason, wanted to get a dog. He saw the advertisement. My godmother was like, she works with rescue animals. She has her own business for that. They were connected through it, and then I got my dog, and I freaking love that dude. So all that random coincidence got to me this dog who, through all his own random coincidences, make him who he is. And if any of those things were changed, I would have a completely different dog. So I can never redevelop the situation in which I got the dog, so I can never get him back once he's gone.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. That's why cloning and like all the what's it called, the philosophy of cloning is really weird. Because, like, if we were ever to clone...
Like, the ethics or just, like...
No, the philosophy.
The, like, okay.
Because if we were ever to transport people, right? like, transport people via, like, teleportation.
Okay.
It wouldn't be actual teleportation. Like, we can teleport molecules right now.
Like, you think it would leave something?
No, we right now know how to teleport single, not even molecules, single atoms across incredibly tiny distances.
Yeah.
But we can do it. But what we're not doing is we are, to make an actual way to clone things, we would have to disassemble the person and then reassemble the person at the site, which would be essentially right. cloning the person. So if you were to be cloned, there's a paradox. I'll throw a link to this in the description. It's the paradox of, are you the same person after you're teleported?
Right.
Because if you're disassembled and reassembled, does your consciousness remain the same? If you maintain all your same memories.
Yeah, because there's a movie where, or like a show or something. There's a little something where that happens and the person really creates itself. But it's the brain isn't the same. So like the person's like a vegetable almost.
Mm.
Like, and I think that's kind of what you're going off of. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I just made that up in my brain, but that's what I imagined. Like I saw a scene.
Like even if they recreate the exact neural connections to make you have the same memories, the same everything. Some people, some philosophers.
Something's going to be
and
different.
And I'm not a philosopher, but I personally think that you die at the moment that you are disassembled.
Off of this earth, yeah.
And then you are reassembled, and it's a whole different person. But they think, talk, they are you. But you're not them.
Well, I think it's interesting, though. Have you heard that everywhere you go, you leave something behind? Even if it's just a piece of hair. I think I learned that in one of my biology classes.
I never heard of that, no.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I think I learned that at summer camp in 7th grade. Because I went to a fancy-dancy CSI summer camp for 3 weeks at a college.
Jeez.
Yeah. I had to take the SAT and get in and everything. It was
top-notch. Did you take the SAT in 7th grade?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I don't remember. But it was enough that I could have gotten into ODU, by the way, because I looked. Anyways, yeah, the thing about leaving something behind. Because we were talking about how, like, in a criminal investigation, there are so many different ways for somebody to find you. And also, this is completely off topic. What is the fastest way you can kill someone without being caught?
Without being caught?
Yes. What can you think of?
Suffocation.
Okay. Well, that's not what I would think. But, so apparently you can take a syringe and fill it with literally air. Like just air from outside.
Yeah.
And you could shoot that in someone and that kills them.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently a doctor did that. It was a huge scandal. I'll find it, but yeah, it was like crazy, crazy. And some girl in my class said that. I never talked to her again. I was so scared.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I just didn't.
Because like whenever you have to shoot something in your arm or whatever, like if you ever have to like do a shot, they always like flick it to make sure all the air gets
bubbles out.
Because the bubbles is what kill you. So there's this thing called the bends whenever you go diving. So if you go if you dive down too deep, that's fine.
Oh,
right?
I can't dive because my hearing's messed up. It'll like ruin my ears. But so when you do dive.
So when you never dive, if you go down too deep, that's fine, right? You gotta do it kind of slow, you get a headache. But
right.
But if you go up too fast, the pressure releases and
oh no.
And bubbles of air would get into you and it would kill you.
He's pointing to his arm right now.
Yeah.
So, and the motion that his arm skin would bubble.
No, the arm skin wouldn't bubble. The blood.
But there would be bubbles inside the arm skin.
In the blood.
Oh, so you couldn't see it.
No, it'd just be little like
gaps
of air. And then that'll kill you. So on your way up from a deep dive, you want to kind of go kind of slower. Because that's what kills you.
That's scary. Can you feel that?
Like, do you know? You'll get sick. You'll get sick. Like, if you get, like...
Wouldn't you just sink? Like, wouldn't you stop? If you were so sick, you just sink.
Because to rise in water, you can swim up. Or there's, like, use your scuba tank to kind of...
Oh. Justice is not a huge TikToker.
Because I'm a nihilist and I don't see the reason in it.
Right. He doesn't actually know what fun is. It's kind of sad, actually.
I used to pray for
justice, but don't pray for him because he's not very religious.
I used to be a Vine fiend. If TikTok was just Vine, I would love it, but it's not.
It's basically Vine.
No, it's not. It's cringy Vine.
I love cringy Vine.
Oh.
Anyways, so there's a sound where people just, it's like, and it goes on like that. The trend is that you lay down and you pour a liquid into your mouth, and you have to keep swallowing it as long as the person goes for, so that your mouth doesn't overflow, and so that the water doesn't come out.
Oh?
Yeah. So that's what my ringtone's gonna be. It's gonna be
like, I see why I don't do TikTok now. Jesus.
Justice doesn't know a good time. But then he has a good habit of being like, you're boring.
I'm boring? Or
that's what you say.
Calling people boring?
You call me boring. Yeah. And you look at me like my stories are not interesting.
Your stories are interesting.
But you're like, eh.
As a person, though.
You think I'm a boring person?
Not a boring person. You definitely have, like, pizzazz to you. I feel like most everybody in this school, including me, are pretty boring as people.
That's nihilistic AF.
No, I can think of people that have, like, super interesting stories. So, 2017 graduation, there's this one girl. So my sister graduated that year, so I was at that graduation, and a girl was giving her senior speech, and was talking about how her mother died, and how she immigrated from another country alone, like, came to her family here, and how she did all this, and now she's graduating high school.
I think you can be an interesting person without having to be an interesting, like, background.
Like Malala? She's so interesting. She got shot in the face and then blown up. Now she's at college at Harvard with Obama's daughter. Like, what? And she did all of that while she's our age.
Well, yeah, but she had to, like, she the trauma that she had to go through, I would never wish that upon anybody. Yeah,
I don't want
and
to
so
be
And so by
Malala.
Your definition of interesting person, that's a lot to go through. You are never going to encounter that person.
Well, Malala exists. I'm not saying she's super interesting, but there's a lot of people with really, really interesting stories and how they got there. Pursuit of Happiness. You ever read that book?
No.
It's a book, also turned into a movie by Will Smith. Love it. It's about this man, right? Man and a wife, they have a job each. They're supporting this tiny little kid, but it's a loveless marriage, and then the wife ends up leaving. And now he doesn't have enough money for anything, and he got pulled into this like scheme where he sells these like x-ray machines, but they're like really expensive and only like really, really nice doctors get them because they're not like necessary. Mm-hmm. So he has a bunch of them and he goes everywhere and sells them, right? And they put all their savings into it. So they're really broke now that if they were to sell all of them, they would double their money. So it's kind of like a weird pyramid scheme, but like, it's weird. So his wife leaves, he can't sell anything. So they get kicked out and they become homeless. And instead of him getting an actual job, he gets an internship at this really good, like, brokerage firm, like, selling stocks.
Okay.
And so it's a 6-month internship, super competitive. He barely gets in, and there's 30 other applicants who also get in. And they all compete for one job spot at the end. And that internship is unpaid. So for 6 months, he has to find a way to just keep his son alive while he does all this studying. And at the end of the 6 months, he joins the brokerage firm. He ends up opening his own. He becomes a millionaire. So he goes from homeless to millionaire. And that story is so... it's crazy.
I'm going to be honest. I got a little bit lost. Stuff like that, that's not interesting to me. Like, I stopped caring. I don't know if that makes sense. I would rather... there's no emotion in that. When I heard loveless marriage, I was like, over that story.
Okay, in the movie, they portray it a lot better because it's Will Smith and Jaden Smith, and Jaden Smith's like 6, and like Will Aww. Smith actually loves his son, so the character actually loves his character in the movie. The movie's wonderful.
Wait, what's the daughter's name?
Not Jada. Willow. Willow Smith.
Yeah, I like that song. That's a TikTok song.
Willow Smith?
She's like, I left your diary at my house, and I read those pages. Have you never heard that song?
I whip my hair back and forth, I whip my hair.
No, she's an actual artist. I mean, that's one song, but...
that's the only song I know.
I'm never going to be able to listen to that song again. So our English teacher, Miss Foss, she decided it would be like a really, really great idea to write the lyric, I whip my hair back and forth. And like, what would you say, like 15
different times, yeah.
Yeah, with different syntax features.
So it was like, I whip my hair.
And then have like students read out loud. So Justice is like, I whip my hair forth and back.
Or there was another one, was like, back and forth, I whip my hair. Or there's a
question. The dash was really intense.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone just like stopped talking.
I whip my hair back and forth. Or there's a question mark, and I think...
I whip my hair back and forth?
It's It's like they didn't understand the question.
Right.
That was a really good lesson on syntax, but it kind of, the song was already ruined. Nobody listens to that song
purpose. Also, okay, last night I looked through every single episode of Black Mirror reading all the synopses, and so on the last season, I think it's season 5, like episode like 3.
Which episode? Describe it.
It's about Ashley O.
Oh.
It's Miley Cyrus in the little
that
thumbnail.
Okay.
I watched 1 minute of it, and then I went to bed. But it wasn't because it was bad, because it wasn't bad. I was just tired.
Episode's okay. The best episode, I feel, is San Junipero.
Okay, but they're not going to know why that's relevant. Anyways, so that was relevant because Miss Boss also made our whole class listen to We Can't Stop by Miley Cyrus.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you've ever seen that music video, but it's just a little bit risky.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, after Ashley O, what was the best episode?
San Junipero.
I almost watched that. That one looked interesting. That was like season 3 or something.
Mm-hmm. That's probably my like second favorite episode.
I think it was like an hour and 1 minute, and I was like, am I really going to dedicate an hour and 1 minute of this time?
Oh, it's okay.
No.
Oh, man. Next episode, I'll make a tier list of the top 10 best Black Mirror episodes.
I hope you know that I watch it for you. I was watching it because, do you know who, I think it's Quinn C. I.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, artist. The song Autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know that who, song? I know who they
no,
are.
No, but do you know what that song is? No. Oh, well, he mentions Black Mirror in that song. And I was like, yeah, if I'm going to listen to this song on repeat, I might have to watch a Black Mirror so I know what he's saying.
Black Mirror is just,
everyone should listen to that song, by the way. I like that song.
I could probably write a whole essay on the title Black Mirror.
Why didn't you?
I probably should have. But do you understand like what a Black Mirror is?
You told me what a Black Mirror is. It's like those TikToks where so the screen goes black and it's like,
you're looking at yourself.
You're looking at a clown or something like that, but it's like your face because like the mirror is black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a reflection of yourself.
I freaking love that show.
Yeah.
Second favorite show of all time.
What's your first again?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, yeah. Breaking.
Oh,
also, have you seen Dora the Explorer movie?
Yeah, of course.
The one that came out recently?
Of course.
Did you like it?
It's funny.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I really like her. She played in, have you seen Instant Family?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's a good, I think it's called Instant Family.
I like,
she's the star of that.
I like the whole breaking the fourth wall of it, and the whole like tongue-in-cheek nature, like Dora.
Ew, tongue-in-cheek.
Dora's like,
sounds like a, you know the like disease of the like children? It's like ear, nose, and throat or something.
Oh, that's like, that's, oh, that's a doctor.
No, foot and mouth.
Oh.
That's what that sounded like.
Oh, that sucks.
Sorry.
No, tongue-in-cheek implying that, like, ha-ha, like, we know what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
So, like, during the movie, it was, do you know what a deadly poisonous rattlesnake is? Or do you know what a do you know what a neurotoxical disease is?
Can you?
Oh, my God. Then there's this one scene where they accidentally inhale, like, a bunch of drugs, and they go into, like, a whole hallucinating scene where they turn into
start like going flat kind mm-hmm. of yeah
and they start turning into the cartoon,
changes into animation.
Oh my god, the movie itself wasn't all that great, but I loved the whole ironic nature of it.
Yeah, I think it was a really good movie for like
kids and
I don't think it was do you think it was marketed as like a kid movie?
Yeah, must have.
I think it had more like,
I went with little kids.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you go with
during the hurricane? My buddy Braden.
Yeah.
He was going to take, well, his mom has 3 kids.
Okay.
Braden has 2 siblings.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And Braden's mom's really nice, real generous. So she's like, okay, I'll bring, every one of you can bring one of your best friends. So,
oh my gosh.
Braden brought me, his brother brought his best friend, and then his sister brought her best friend, right? And we were going to go to Cloud 9, but it was the middle of a hurricane, so they weren't open.
Yikes.
So we ended up going to the movie theater, and they were like, what do you guys want to watch? And obviously so Braden's siblings, they're like 12 and 9, right? Like, what do you guys want to watch?
Oh, well, that's not really, I thought you meant like little kids.
Oh yeah, no, but like that's still like young, like a super young audience.
Well, yeah.
And they were like, oh, I want to go see Dora. And then Braden was like, I don't want to go see Dora. I want to see It too. And I was like, well, I haven't seen It too, so let's watch Dora. And I loved it. Like, it was such a stupid movie. I did nothing but laugh during the entire time. Not because the movie itself was good, right? Not because the movie itself was funny. Well, the movie itself was funny, but not on its own accord. You had to understand all the context behind the movie.
I don't think so. I think, okay, but in my personal opinion, you can enjoy a movie without knowing everything about it. Like, I don't keep up with all of Avengers and stuff, but if I watch one of those movies, like, those movies are good, if that makes sense. Like, I don't actually have to know what's going on.
I would not enjoy the Dora movie if I was a Dora virgin.
I cannot believe you just said that.
If I was a Dora virgin, I would not enjoy that movie. I had to
That's because you're nihilistic. No. I think you can enjoy something just for the sake of enjoying it.
Then how
it doesn't matter if you know what's going on.
No, not in all cases. Like, though, I'll watch Hispanic TV. Like, my mom would have, like, a telenovela on. And I'm like, this is interesting. I don't know what they're saying, but it's interesting.
And you wouldn't be able to sit there and watch the whole thing.
Oh, no, maybe 5 minutes max.
Right.
Because I don't understand what's happening. Like, I want to
See, but you want to understand. I think the point of movies and stuff is that you can sit there and not think. Like, no, I don't think you should have to think when you watch a movie. That's why I don't usually watch movies.
I love to think during movies. That's my favorite part. Analyzing every scene, understanding why did they do this, how did they do this, and how did they pull it off to such a great effect. Why am I feeling this emotion? What ways did the director use to use his script, his cameras, and his directing chops to get me to feel this way? Why am I sad? Why am I happy? I'm confused. What did they do to make me feel this way? Because I want to be a filmmaker. That's like one of my like.
That's different.
That's one of my fun. That's one of my fun things I want to do. Like when I'm rich, filmmaker.
Are you one of the people that told Aaliyah that she shouldn't do a creative career? Like she should not because she shouldn't, but because like you shouldn't get a job in the arts.
I don't think I ever said that to her, but I definitely think that a job in the arts definitely isn't the smartest. Like, if you want to do it, full send, like, go for it. But I personally, even if I was good at art, I would never 100% pursue it with absolutely everything I have without a backup plan.
Because you're nihilistic.
No, like,
and you don't do anything just for the sake of doing it.
Like, I've always wanted to go to film school, but I also like being alive, you know? And the chances of me becoming a director or something in the film industry where I can support myself is so incredibly low. Why do it? Because I won't be able to survive long enough to reap my rewards. I would rather do filmmaking once I'm established in whatever career I am.
Yeah.
But I would never like...
But you're always going to have that little inkling of you just like... Like when you're sitting at your office job, you're going to be like, man, I really wish.
I won't be at an office job. I'll be serving the United States Air Force.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go into a military career?
Oh, that's the only thing I've ever thought of. I can't imagine not being in the military. At least right out of high school. And, I mean, after my first 6 years, because I'm trying to do ROTC, so I'll go to college normal, they'll pay for it, and then I owe them 6 years as an officer, so I'll be making good money. After my first 6 years, if I like it, I'll stay in. But if not, I can transfer into a civilian job. So
you
easy.
6 years of your life, even if you didn't like it?
Well, I mean, I can't leave. It's the military. I'm not gonna be a deserter.
Never in my life.
And I mean, I'll still be doing a job I like, just maybe the process in which I'm in. If I don't love it, I might leave after the 6 years. I'll still be making good money, and by the time I'm, 27, I'll have healthcare set for life. I'll have everything set up for the rest of my life. And if I want to stay in the military, I can, and I'll have a good career. Or if not, I could transfer into the civilian sector mad easy. I mean, I'm going on 16 now, so in 10 years' time, I'll choose whether I'm staying in the military or not.
Do you want to live for yourself, or do you want to, like, settle down and have a family right away?
I want to live for myself, but I also want to have the means to live for myself.
Right.
Because
But you're not worried about, I want to have the military so that I can have a good support system for my family.
If I ever do get a family, that's always cool. I'm not like thinking I gotta do this for my kids. No,
you're like, let me do it for myself. Okay.
I have a lot of expensive tastes. I don't know how or why, but almost everything I do, I can't afford. I love tech and I can't afford it. I love filmmaking and I can't afford it. I love like sushi. I can barely afford it.
Right? We should get sushi.
But I can't afford it. Like, you know, so, like, I want to be able to have the means to do what I love. But what I love costs money.
And did you quit all of your jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I just started at Chick-fil-A, though. Yesterday, I started Chick-fil-A.
I didn't know that.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Have you seen that? All right, there's also TikToks about that, where if you say my pleasure before the Chick-fil-A worker, you're supposed to get an ice cream sandwich or something, and how that's like a big conspiracy because that's not true.
They did not tell us that.
Yeah. No, it's not true, but somebody made that a trend. People are trying to like pull that. I think it's more for funnies, but...
If you come to my Chick-fil-A, I'm not telling you where, but you know if you know, and you say my pleasure before I do, I got you. Okay, I think that's all we really have time for today, though. I enjoyed this. This is a lot better than last time.
Thanks. I like that the rain stopped.
The rain didn't need to stop. Once again, we're in the parking lot of our high school. So
yeah,
we're kind of
it's getting a little risky. Time for justice to go.
Yep. Nah, for me. But yeah. So thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure talking.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. I hope you guys enjoyed. Come back. We're on almost every platform now, but if you do want to voice message us, you have to go to our Anchor FM podcast. It's anchor.fm/TOK. So you'll be able to do a voice messages. We'll respond to any. Real fun.
Really welcome. Really you should welcome. Send us voice messages.
And we will roast you, as stated before.
We will not roast you.
Caitlin won't roast you. I will.
Caitlin will stop Justice from roasting you.
But I will, and my roasting will be enough to cover both of us. Because I got this. So yeah.
We got this.
So, that was real fun. Love you guys. On myself, I am sleeping. All my thoughts are misleading. That shit gets my heart beating. Way too fast, I'm needing sanity or some reason. Can't blame this on the season. Rain or shine, I still feel dumb. Hold me back from freedom. Now they got me here. Now they got me here. When can I leave? It's like I'm in Black Mirror. It's been the last 5 years. Why is my mind gone? I don't pilot all the time. I'm feeling like the world's back on rewind. I can't seem to find the words to define the way I feel when I go through this. My mind's on. I don't pilot all the time. My window pane is as gray as the sky. Just can't get one single word to define the way I feel when I go through this. Yeah. Now they got me here, now they got me here. When can I leave? It's like I'm in Black Mirror. It's been the last 5 years. Why is my mind on autopilot all the time? I'm feeling like the world's back on rewind. I can't seem to find the words to define the way I feel when I go through this. My mind's on autopilot all the time. My window pane is as gray as the sky.